Hey, this is Brent. I'm sitting here with Reed.
What's up?
Hey, I'm Reed. Like, and you're listening to Skaboing. It's like,
yeah.
And he'd be like, boom, 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 boom. I like using microphones because I don't feel like I have to yell
right
into the MacBook.
Right.
Because I felt like I was just yelling at it.
We weren't really talking that much normal. That much normal. That made absolutely no sense.
I speak good English.
My English is real good, Lex. Why connector or headphone split? Monitoring.
And then we could really look like we're serious about podcasting. In our new podcast studio.
Also known as Brent's office.
Also known as my office on a card table that I got out of the dumpster.
And we are using wire coat hangers that Brent made into microphone stands on top of books.
On top of a portafile metal cabinet. And a box set of Garth Brooks CDs.
Yeah.
And
books sitting on top so that way they don't tip.
Small footnote, both microphones are from video game systems.
Yeah, they're both Wii, aren't they?
They're both Wii. Well, yours
one's
is
a Wii.
Yours is Wii U Rock Band.
Mine's Rock Band Wii. This is just Wii.
That's just Wii Rock Band.
You're using
mine is a Wii U, just
generic
USB. Nintendo microphone. $6, yo.
Dollar bills, y'all.
So if anyone wants to complain about the sound, you guys can just
You can buy us mics.
Or you could buy us good microphone recording equipment.
I think all we're going to need is a powered USB hub to add more mics.
I think so.
And then we can get more $6 mics.
I think I should just get a bunch more Nintendo $6 microphones.
Yeah.
And then we can all play
Rock Band.
Sing It, I think.
I don't know, Sing Song or Sing Star? Song Star.
Song Star.
For PlayStation, that's
hey
what
now,
the mics were.
You're a Song Star.
Get your game on. Go play.
Yakum Sack'em.
Yakum.
Speaking of, no.
Yakov Smirnoff.
So I was looking through my live journal today.
I forget that you still know your live journal logins.
Yes. And
I forgot mine. Ages ago.
You can just go there and say, I forgot my password.
I don't remember what email address I had it sending to, though.
Well,
it was probably one of the 17 that I used in high school when I would troll Yahoo chat
perhaps,
rooms.
I bet you it's Zykit Flare. I bet you anything would go to Zykit Flare. Or Forget Normal. Or was that after?
No, Forget Normal was pretty recent. Zykit Flare was...
Well, you were probably still using, because I didn't start using LiveJournal until 2005.
Yeah, so Zykit Flare probably would have been...
Zykit Flare is probably the email that you have connected to your...
LiveJournal.
Can you still get into Zykit Flare?
No, God, no.
Well, what good are you? How are you supposed to log back in?
How am I supposed to host this podcast from the LiveJournal, Brent?
Yeah. From now on, you'll be able to find all the... links on our LiveJournal page, which will be skaboing.livejournal.com. But no, I was on my LiveJournal and I found an entry where I was talking about a conversation that me and Juliet had in I think it was in the car driving back to school or something like that.
In Welp.
So anyways, we were having the discussion.
We gotta get rid of this chair already.
Does it even pick up the chairs here? No. You be silent, and then I'll just creak.
Okay, so it didn't pick up your chair. Wait for it.
Oh, it got that. I can see it. I can see it on there.
Sounds like a dying just walrus.
A I'll give it a little grease.
Okay.
So the conversation we were having.
Yes, you and your wife. when you were in college.
Yeah, well, we were just boyfriend and girlfriend at the time.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But she's my wife now. But the conversation we were having was about fears and how all of her, like her main fears that she has are all about ghosts or monsters, which I have never really believed existed. I mean, past the age of, you know, whenever I decided Santa Claus wasn't real anymore, spoilers.
Spoiler alert, kids.
Santa, that's when I stopped believing in ghosts and monsters. So, I mean, even right now, like her being 30, she still, with all of her heart, believes in ghosts and monsters, leprechauns, like every, like, fantastical creature, any, like, cryptozoological creature that's out there, she believes in it.
So I think cryptozoology, and I automatically go to Schaefer the Dark Lord.
Yeah, but what we got onto was every night she would make me check the closets in our room before we went to bed.
Was this when you were in Morris?
It was when we were in Morris in our old school building apartment. And I told her, I said, so every time I'm checking these closets, you're potentially sending me to my doom to face a monster that you believe may be in the closet. And then, you know, we went on to talking, and I said, well, like, if a monster comes out there, like, I'm fucked. Like, that monster will probably just kill me. And then she says to me, and I got to get this quote right, she says, maybe when faced by a magical enemy, I will discover that I have the capacity for magic. And she said it to me in the most serious way she could possibly say it. And I nearly crashed the car.
Oh, that's right. You said you were driving.
We were driving.
Oh, man, that's good.
And that's just, I just feel like that's a great quote. Like, I'm hoping that at some point I am asked, like, can you give us a quote from Julie that she has said in the past? You know, like, she becomes sort of some sort of, like, famous writer. And they're like, what's something fantastic that you can tell us that Julie said? And then I will say, when faced by a magical enemy, I may find that I have the capacity for magic. And that's awesome. And so I was giving her shit. I was saying, well, then, like, I think maybe I'm actually a chicken. And I'm a chicken that has amnesia. And at some point, I will realize that I'm actually a chicken.
And you'll start laying eggs.
Yeah. Which she responded by saying, a chicken is just a chicken. Unless it's a magical chicken. You know. So, she's full of whimsy. She loves it.
A lot of whimsy.
A lot of whimsy. I keep...
Sleepy Julie is one of my favorite things on the planet.
Sleepy Julie.
Everybody needs to know that.
Sleepy Julie's pretty fun.
I really...
This weekend, we're actually going up to a hotel with Jesse and Kristen.
Okay.
And we're going to stay there when we go
to... Is it a haunted hotel?
It's not a haunted hotel. It's just a Doubletree. But we're staying there.
It could be haunted.
Well, it's probably full of ghosts and monsters. But I'm hoping that Sleepy Julie might accidentally come out because, like,
we'll be able... Neither of them have seen Sleepy Julie.
I don't think either of them have seen Sleepy Julie. She's sort of hid Sleepy Julie away. And I think Sleepy Julie needs to shine. Hopefully.
Is that bad?
No, I don't think it's bad. I think it's just...
This is just turning
the monitor off.
Sorry, we're checking things out because this is the first time that we are using Brent's PC to record this via Audacity.
Let's see if my batteries are... Hey, look at that.
Look at that. We can control it from the table.
We can control it from the table.
Man, it's like we're in our own private studio. Dude, I can't wait for you guys to buy a house so we can actually have, like, maybe a legit studio.
Boom microphones? I'm going to get those microphones on boom so I can, like, bring them down and be like, hello, everyone. Like, bring them in real close.
Yeah.
And I'll use my deep voice.
We'll actually have real... We'll have legit mics instead of video game mics.
I'd like to keep the video game mics.
For a while.
Like, maybe what we'll do is we'll just... Like, the USB cables are long enough where we could just, like, take a thumbtack and stick it to the ceiling. And then they just hang down, like, we're, like, announcing, like, a wrestling match. And I'll just be like, you know, I'll say the thing. But I don't think you can say, let's get ready to rumble, like he says it. Because it's, like, copywritten. And so I just happen to say the words, let's get ready and rumble. So I didn't say the...
you didn't say it the way he said it, where it's copywritten.
Mm-mm.
So don't copy me.
Don't sue us. I know we're currently using a Tabit MIDI file for our intro music, but I really wish the Sly Caps would get back to me on Facebook and just say something, either yes or no. I mean, I'm starting to think like we should just use it.
And just say don't sue us on every
sued. We'll just say it on the first one, and then if they ever say anything, then we'll just say like, all right, we'll switch. We'll use...
Well, we could just say all rights reserved, Sly Caps. They're not even a band anymore, though.
No, they're not a band anymore. But I feel like since they were on MTV Made, I feel like in some way MTV probably owns the rights to their song.
Probably.
And so, like... Carson Daly's going to come right down on our asses like a shit ton of bricks.
Speaking of legal troubles and being sued, I had jury duty this last week.
Oh, how was that for you?
Well, you already heard the full story.
I wanted to say, how was that for you? Like, I hadn't heard. So no one would know that we'd already talked about it.
I won't go into too much detail because the case ended up... the trial ended up being ruled a mistrial by the judge because we couldn't come to a unanimous verdict.
And that's a bummer. I mean, it's like...
6 hours of deliberation.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know...
11-1.
Yeah.
Guilty.
That's rough.
So, it's like trying to make a criminal trial...
Like, if you mixed up a whole cake batter...
Yeah.
You put the cake batter in the cake pan. You put the cake batter in the oven.
And you forgot to preheat the oven?
No. And you had to... It was this type of cake that you had to cook for 6 hours. And when the timer went off and you open up the oven, there was no cake inside there.
Like, it just didn't rise.
That's...
It was just a hard brownie cookie at the bottom.
No. Everything is gone. Like, it's like you never put a cake in
it. It's an empty pan.
It's an empty pan that there's no cake batter in it at all. And it's completely clean. And the oven's actually cold then at that point also. So you're really spooked. That's how I imagine how you felt.
Ghosts and monsters. Yes. So I was super bummed out. I went in at 8 a.m. and thought, oh, I'm going to go in for jury selection and not get selected and get to go back to work. And by back to work, I mean just going to work for the day. That was not the case. So, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. Jury duty was, it was an adventure, and it was interesting to be a part of, but I'm not looking forward to having to do it again, because...
I hope you never do.
Man,
I would
putting
like
12
to
people in a room
I would like
and
to
letting
do it,
them hash out...
I would enjoy the fuck out of that.
Oh, man.
If only to just kind of like...
I was the youngest juror in the jury.
I believe that.
And... I wanted to speak up, but I didn't. Like, I know enough about legal matters and to, like, get myself in trouble.
Mm.
But I didn't volunteer to be the jury foreman by any means. So.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I don't want to be the one that's, like, telling people, like, all right, like, let's go over the evidence again.
Yeah,
he had the spatula and the X-Acto knife and the super glue, but where was the canned air?
Dude, canned air.
I mean, that was the murder weapon.
Terrifies me. Murder was the verdict. Not that guy.
I mean, if anyone can guess, I just named four things that happened to be sitting right next to me.
Yeah, and a toy gun.
Toy gun, which I'm going to shoot Reed with right now.
And I'm dead.
And you're dead.
Canned air is terrifying to me because I had a can blow up on me this last summer, and I got second-degree burns.
Mm.
So
was it burns or,
oh no,
or
it was,
frostbite?
Oh, no, it was burns.
Oh, yeah, because you...
Cause it was
yeah,
a
that's
fireball.
Right. I forgot because you thought, I'm going to light this thing on fire.
I was cleaning. I'll make this one. Normally, stories told by me, Reed.
Never end.
People say...
They never end.
People say if you want to have a short story
Don't
made
talk
longer...
To
talk to Reed.
Oh, talk. Yeah, if you want it long.
If you want a long story made short, don't talk to Reed. I'm gonna try and make this one short.
I think that if you tried to tell someone like a children's storybook, like a four-page storybook, you would make it as long as like the Harry Potter audiobook when you explained it. You'd be like, let me tell you about one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. And then 8 to 12 hours later, you'd be like, the end. Like, that's how good
and
you are.
And I would say,
it's impressive.
I'm sorry that I went into so much detail there. I don't understand why, but sometimes I just get wrapped up in the minutiae of it. But yeah, so over the summer, I was cleaning out the office at my house and decided I'm going to shred a bunch of paperwork.
Yeah, it was a paper shredder.
And the paper shredder got jammed because when you use a paper shredder too long, sometimes you get careless. And I did, and stuff got stuck. So I decided to
clean it. Did you put non-paper items through it, and that's why it got stuck? Or
no, the paper just got twisted a little bit. It went in at a weird angle, and then too much of it got jammed up. But so I was trying to clean it out, and in the past, I've used compressed, like, canned air to clean out, like, the lighter stuff that's in there instead of, like, sticking a knife in there or my fingers. And this time I made the mistake of having it plugged in and, turned on upside down to try and blow out any loose air on the top. Mm. And when I did that, there's a little breather hole for the motor and the canned air got sprayed in there. Mm. And because there's a propane accelerant in the can, it ignited instantly. And there was like a very, I'm not gonna say a huge fireball, but it was good enough to scare the shit out of me. Burned my hair, burned my eyebrows off, burned a good portion of my beard. I'm really lucky that I didn't get hurt worse and just got secondary burns on my wrist and hand. Yeah, kids, canned air is bad if you're not paying attention. That's my story. I think I kept that short.
I think you kept it really short. Like, that was impressive, Reed. I think you're really showing personal growth.
I could go into way more detail.
Yeah, we don't need it.
Okay.
Because, I mean, to be honest, there might be people that would really actually care. Like, I feel like later on, we could do just like, we could have special YouTube segments.
Reed's Story Corner.
That's just like Reed's Story Corner, where you can just tell your story for as long as YouTube lets a video be, because I'm sure it would have to be that long. And then you could just tell people how it is about canned air or how you feel about corn.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
But we don't want to talk about that.
Right, one more thing on jury duty.
Yes.
When they let you go.
I really want to do jury duty.
I really do. I mean, it's an experience to have.
I think it's just because, like, well, I mean, we both kind of hate our jobs to some extent.
I mean, being in jury duty was way more entertaining and way more
enlightening. I feel like it would suck to have to be there, like, all day.
For 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., dude. But 6 hours of deliberation.
But don't they sometimes, like, if you're doing jury duty where it's, like, long-term, like, won't they sometimes, like, put you up in a hotel and shit? And I know you're sequestered. Federal cases,
they will generally, because they generally go longer.
Yes. When my mom was called, like, she had to be, when she went up there for the, like, the review process to see if she would be a juror, like, she had to, like, bring a bag and be ready to stay up there. For the duration,
yeah.
If the trial went on, but she either didn't get chosen or like something happened where, like, she got up there, she was there for like 6 hours waiting, and then they ended up being like everyone can go home.
Yeah, the federal ones, like, they showed us a little video, like, this is what you can expect when you're a juror, or something like that.
I'd imagine they would just show you like a short segment from Law and Order.
I wish that was the case, but it was a really, it was.
Was it as bad as the Walmart training videos?
Yes.
Awesome.
It looked like it was made in the mid-90s on a, it wasn't even a mini DV. It was just like a straight up like 8mm reel-to-reel like cassette.
Speaking of multiple old obsolete formats, yes. Did you hear about the, I just read, like, a real short article about it. There's, like, a guy, like, some, like, musical artist, I think, that's, like, releasing his album called Format. And, like, each song is going to be on a different, like, dead format. Or, like, obsolete. Like, it's going to be, like, a 12-inch, a 10-inch, a 7-inch record. Like, reel-to-reel, 8-track. Like,
I thought, like, I heard something about that, but I wasn't.
Yeah, like, I, like, it seems really interesting. I mean, in the age of squeaky chairs and illegal downloading, like, I know that it's, like, tough to get people to actually buy physical CDs.
Yeah.
Unless or legal downloading. I mean, like, it's, if I actually bought music, I'd probably
be broke.
Well, no, I'd probably just, like, buy it on iTunes.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't buy physical CDs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the only actual physical CDs that I've purchased recently have been Newfound Glory CDs. And that's just because I already own all the other ones, so I feel like I should just keep going.
Yeah.
The only one I don't have on CD right now is Coming Home.
I don't have the new one.
Really?
I think that's the only one I haven't bought on CD. Usually, like,
I went to Best Buy and got that the day it came out. I was really excited about that.
Yeah. I usually buy all the, well, I mean, I think 5 copies of the album on vinyl, and they all came with a digital download code.
Right.
But I also usually, like, there's usually, like, a bundle pack that comes with a CD.
Right.
But I didn't do any bundle like that this year.
Right.
So.
But back to life, back to reality.
Back to reality, yes.
Back to the jury duty thing I was going to mention real quick. We were dismissed for lunch, and then we all had to come back, and we all just kind of hung out and waited before we could be let back into the deliberation room. And I made the mistake of asking one of the other jurors what she ended up having for lunch. You know, small talk, just trying to... Because everyone was just kind of staring at their phones.
Is that against the rules?
No, it's not. It would have been against the rules had we discussed the case outside of the deliberation room during deliberation.
Okay.
And when you are on a jury and you're in the deliberation room, if one of you gets up to go to the bathroom, because it's a door on to the hallway, and then when you go through that door, there's a small vestibule where there's a men's bathroom and a women's bathroom, and then another door. Yeah, and a credenza. There was no credenza. And then another door that led you into the actual deliberation room, so that way you're completely cut off from the rest of the people.
Okay.
So that way there's no interference.
Yes.
But yeah, so we had to wait to be let into the deliberation room and back through behind the courts, or the courtrooms. So I was just sitting there, and a few of us were sitting there, and we were all just staring at our phones, and I got sick of looking at it. So I asked the lady what she had for lunch. She was like, oh, I had Taco Bell. I was like, oh, cool, me too. She's like, can't pass up Taco Bell. And I said, yeah, me neither. It's cheap and it's delicious. And I thought that was going to be the end of it.
Uh-oh.
No. Yeah, uh-oh. She ended up talking to me. She talked to me about ponies. She's a mother of 3.
Now, when you say ponies.
Ponies, like...
actual ponies.
Literal, physical, living ponies.
Okay.
She has a 4-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And 2 other children. And the 4-year-old daughter had her own pony. Because they live on like a hobby farm or whatever. And they had to put the pony down. So she was talking to me
like
about
an
the pony.
Actual pony? Like, was it like actually like a young horse? Or like a small, like what was like a small.
She just said pony.
She was pony.
I didn't ask for detail because I didn't want to go that far.
Yeah,
into
you know.
The discussion
yeah,
with her.
Like I'm asking for more detail than I really.
Yeah, that would have gotten you in trouble had you been on jury duty.
Yeah.
Then she also talked to me about football and some more about her kids.
Too much.
She was giving me more information than I had inquired. And I think that's a trap. So I think from now on, when I'm in public and I'm talking...
What do you mean like a trap?
A trap, like asking someone what they had for lunch when you're in jury duty or if you're sitting in a waiting room for a doctor's appointment or something. Like, I'm just going to keep to myself unless I'm with my wife or a friend that is there with me or I'm there.
That's probably a good idea. I think it's like throwing like a fish hook in the pond. Like, you may just...
I might get a minnow, or I might get a largemouth bass.
Or you might pull up like a huge bag of trash that's actually a dead body. Like, it's way more information than you need to know. Like, you didn't want to deal with this today. Like, I just wanted to catch some sunfish, but now you're dealing with like the police and the like forensics and the coroner's there, and then you got to give your statement.
And then I end up not on jury, but on trial.
Cause,
it all comes back around.
Because you did it. But don't worry, everyone. I killed them. What was I going to... Oh.
Small talk.
So I went to a new barbershop.
Yeah.
And...
MJ's.
Like, the anxiety that comes with that is mostly linked to me dealing with the small talk.
Like talking to your barber?
Yeah, because I feel like...
Or the stylist, wherever
like,
you go.
Like, for some reason, like, even if they are, like... If they're leading the conversation and, like, asking me questions, like, that's cool. But if they're just, like, if they just, like, get in there and they're just, like, cutting your hair, they ask you, like, oh, what are you looking to do? I'm going to get a haircut. Awesome. They start doing their job. If they stay silent, they just focus on their work, they're doing whatever, I get, like, super uncomfortable because I feel like it's my responsibility then.
To carry the conversation.
To sort of, like, bring up things and be like, oh, so what's... new with you this week, guy I just met. Like it's not easy for me to deal with,
right?
And so that's exactly what happened. Like
really
I like
awkward odd like small talk,
but for the first time, like I decided, like, you know what, like if he's just gonna be silent, I'm just gonna be like
twice as silent,
content. I was twice as silent as his silence. But I was just content to just sit there and, like, listen to the conversations around me, which were real interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, like, it was all I'm really going to say, because I don't have any real specifics, but the conversation that you overhear at MJ's Sports Barbershop, which was great, is much different than the conversations you overhear at the JCPenney Salon.
Well, you went from a salon
to a barbershop
to a legitimate barbershop.
I became a real boy, but I also felt awkward with the silence, but then I was also too white. And I don't necessarily mean that in like my actual color, but just like in my actual attitude or my personality is far too white, because I sat down in the chair.
Yogurt.
I sat down in the chair, and my barber says, "What's good?" And I had to pause and think in
like
my brain.
I like Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I know.
I like Sierra Mist, and I like the cereal crisp. That's what's good.
Well, I just had to think how you respond to what's good. Like, I'm not...
You're not urban.
I'm from rural Minnesota. I love... going to the city, but I don't know how to respond to what's good. What's good? And I was just like,
is that like a what's up?
Yeah, it's basically like what's up, but I
and it sounds
I,
and so I, unbelievably I, homogenized and white right
I know.
Now.
Like I felt undereducated because I didn't know how to respond to what's good. So my schedule for haircuts is 4 weeks typically. That's just how
yeah,
I roll.
So you're
going to
start watching a lot of YouTube videos
I'm
watching the movie Barbershop over and over again.
Yeah, I'm going to like bone up on my street smarts and my street slang. And I'm going to go in there and be like, what's good? And I'll know.
And then they're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah. Like, I think I'm just going to stick
to
I think I'm
motherfucker,
you know,
trying too hard.
I'll be like, what's up, guys? Just coming here to get a low ball fade.
Low ball fade?
That's like when I explained what I wanted, the guy was like, oh, so you want the low ball fade? And I go, whatever you say, man. I mean, you're the expert here. And I'm like, just
if you had gone to White Barbers, you would have been like, I'd like, yes, I would like a traditional men's classic taper.
I'd be like, just cut it here and cut it here and do some cuts here. Yeah, no, it was,
was it an experience?
It was an experience, and I think I'm going to keep going back. I mean, okay. I liked it. Cool.
It looks good. Your hair looks good, man.
Out of 4 thumbs up, I give it 3 3/4 thumbs up. I mean, I like it was good.
The other quarter get cut off?
Yeah. Just a little too close.
Too close to cut, too close to shave. Yeah.
So this week was the first time I had ever encountered a Tesla car.
Oh yeah, really?
Well,
in the cities or in Mankato?
It was in the cities. I mean, I've seen them before, but this was the first time I ever actually encountered them, where I was outside of my vehicle,
okay,
and it was actually moving next to me.
Was it like silent?
Yeah, it fucking creeped me out. That's why I'm bringing this up.
Did it just go? Like it just hummed by you.
I was up in the cities, and like I left.
Sounded like a silent, like a real airy fart as someone walks by.
Yeah. So I like the guy. There was a guy ahead of me walking out the building, and I saw him go out, and he got in the car, which I didn't initially like. I just noticed that it was a black car. That's okay. All. Like I didn't see that it was an actual Tesla.
Yeah.
And so, like I don't know why I seemed like I was walking a lot slower than him, but like as I'm walking and my car was like right behind his, and then all of a sudden, like I'm not really paying attention to like what's happening behind me, but then I catch something out of my peripheral view, uh-huh, and it was like the car had just silently transported from one position to like directly behind me.
And it's like when you're sitting in your car and you forget that it's in reverse and you think it's in park and you start moving.
Yes.
But you think the car next to you is moving and you freak the fuck out.
And you go, or yeah.
And you slam your brakes and you're like, it was my fucking car.
It was similar to that, but worse. And and then like at that moment, like I saw, I'm like, oh, it's a fucking electric car. But
it's an EV.
Yeah.
As they call them.
Yeah. But it made me think like they need to really... Like, I think it should be required on all of them.
Then when they start, they go...
No, well, like,
with, like, a speaker from the front?
Yeah, I feel like there should be, like, a speaker on it. That, like, it could be realistic engine noises.
Car
and
starting.
It doesn't have to be that loud. And you could maybe even do, like...
Drivetrain initiated.
Like, let's say you wanted your car as it's accelerating...
Watch out, pedestrians.
...that it, like, sounds like an X-Wing fighter. Or, like, it sounds like...
Or a lightsaber thunder as it...
No, that would be awesome.
That would be really cool.
Lightsaber
actually.
Sounds on your car. So, like when you turn, it'll be like.
I think just starting
and when you crash with another car, it would be like.
No,
you know, like I'm sure those are really realistic.
You're the sound effects guy.
I'm the sound effects guy.
So no, what I think should happen.
There's a horse coming.
Is it the pony that the lady's kid had to have put down?
No,
riding it in spirit form.
Nope. There's an outlaw on it, Reed. He's pointing a gun at you, Reed. Now you're dead, Reed.
Brent is obsessed. Like, he found this gun while he was cleaning the office.
It's a giant orange
revolver.
Toy gun, and it's got a speaker in it that makes a shooting noise.
But the click of the trigger pulling is louder than the actual sound effect.
Hey.
I guess I have to suspend my disbelief anywhere. Anyway, but no. So when an EV or especially a Tesla starts up, it should sound either like a TIE fighter going past you.
Yes.
Wow. Or Doppler effect.
Yeah.
Or when you start it up, it should sound exactly like a lightsaber turning on.
Yeah.
Like, that's how they should start.
Yes. I think we can both get jobs in sound effects with our mouths.
Probably. I've always wanted to do voiceover.
We could start a company called Mouth Effect Bros.
Or just Mouth Effects.
No, Mouth Effect Bros. Because, like, Bagel Brothers was a good company. Like,
The what brothers?
The Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Are real big. You know?
Well, I mean, they're fat.
The Coen Brothers. There's lots of brothers.
Are the Coen brothers actually brothers?
Band of Brothers.
Band of Brothers. The thin,
you know,
blue
I think
line,
they might.
Red line.
They look similar.
A line has been drawn.
Happy Left-Handed Day.
Thank you.
Yep.
My aunt sent me a message on Facebook, and I think my response was, thanks, yay, left-handed people are always in their right mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it sounded kind of stupid, but I left it anyway.
I mean, that's what left-handed people always say. I mean, I feel like I feel like that's what you have to say.
It's just like you hear, "Hey, way to be left-handed," and you automatically go, "Oh, he's in the right minds." I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem with left. I'm not friends with a lot of left-handed people, so
you've been friends with this left-handed dude
for a while.
What? Why do I keep looking at my
a hot minute?
Yeah, like. Sorry, I'm counting.
I mean, we're getting pretty close. It's been 19 years.
Yeah.
It's getting close to... We're getting close to 20 years.
We're old. We've almost been friends for 2 decades. Speaking of decades, my wife and I have been together almost 10 years. I know that
Call me when you get to 15.
Hey, it's a big deal, man.
No, that's a...
A decade together.
A decade together.
So,
call me when you get to 2 decades, right?
Getting old.
God, we're getting fucking... Eat my shorts.
Eat my shorts. What? That phrase, man.
Eat my shorts. It's a classic.
It is a classic. But think of what you're telling someone to do.
Yeah, I'm telling you to eat my shorts.
You're telling them to eat your underwear, what you're specifically telling them to do.
That's what I'm talking about. I want you... to take my underpants,
put them in your mouth,
preferably a dirty pair, and I want you to put them in your mouth, like butthole side first.
Put them in your mouth,
and then I want you to eat them. Yeah, and I want you to finish with the front side, where the little pee dribbles from all day are, from when guys don't like shake it enough when they take a pee. That's what I want.
Today has been a bad day for me and physical transactions. Why? I guess.
You thought of another one?
Yeah, I thought about it earlier, and I wasn't sure if I was going to mention it, but now I am. So not only has this week been odd because I had jury duty, and then I didn't get offered a receipt at Quick Trip today.
Which is, I mean, that's unforgivable.
Yeah. What's even more unforgivable is that generally, I take a lunch with me to work and then eat in the cafeteria at the building that I work in. Every once in a while, I'll treat myself on a Friday, a payday Friday.
I do that occasionally.
Treat yourself. And
I did that today, in fact.
Yeah. So I was like, what do I want? Do I want McDonald's? I don't want to go all the way to McDonald's. I've had a couple of chicken sandwiches from Quick Trip this week. I don't really need another chicken sandwich. I know what I'll do. I'll get Culver's because it's close.
Hiccups. That was a bad idea, wasn't it?
Dude. There were two different types of hair in my food today. Now, when I go to Culver's on a lunch break, I generally don't order a burger. I generally get chicken strips, buffalo chicken strips, because they're delicious.
Delicious chicken strips.
So the chicken strips are fine. But there was the hair off of someone's head in my french fries.
Okay.
And I also ordered a side order of cheese curds. But with that side order of cheese curds, I also got a side order of pube.
I mean,
it was a pubic hair. I'm not trying to make a bigger deal out of it than it is.
Here's the thing.
It was a straight up pube.
It could be a pube, but also I think it could have been any other body hair as well. Because, like, my...
Hair has a terminal length when it's body hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless
it was a freaky, long, genetically different body hair.
Which I have.
I know. I've got a couple of earlier.
And I...
rubbed your arm.
I know, and I pulled out my...
You pulled Clancy off your chest?
My extra long chest hair. And I gave it a perm. And then I carefully placed it on your thing of cheese curds.
So I'm straight up becoming a curmudgeon because I got upset that there wasn't a receipt offered me. And I just said offered me. I'm getting old. And then I also filed a complaint for the first time ever in like my entire life.
Like a formal complaint? Like how do you did you just call the manager?
I tweeted at them on the Twitter. I have yet to get a response, and I doubt I will. But I also went on their website and filed a complaint. And my my complaint was harsh, but I wasn't yelly.
Well,
I wasn't all caps typing button mashing at them. I basically just said, "Hey, I want to start off by saying that I've had a lot of good experiences eating food at Culver's, especially this location, in the past."
Yeah.
And I understand full well that 90% of people in the world expect or anticipate to come upon some sort of item that's in their food that shouldn't be there at some point in their life.
I mean, it happens. It happens.
Right. You got a fly in your soup, you get a hair in your fries. If it had just been the hair...
I feel like if it had just been one hair...
I wouldn't have had that big a deal with it. I would have thrown that fry away, which I ended up doing.
Yeah.
And then I ate a couple more fries. Yeah. And then I ate that, and then I ate a cheese curd, and then the next cheese curd I had in my hand had a fucking pube on it.
Pube hand.
So then I threw the rest of my food away. $15 on lunch.
I mean, that's the only problem with Culver's, really.
It's as expensive as fuck.
It's expensive. But the problem is it's also very delicious.
I won't eat at Culver's for a while now.
Yeah.
And I
think we're both curmudgeons, because, I mean, I
don't care if I get the money back. I just want them to go to the location and be like, okay, we've got this complaint.
Be like, how about you keep your pants on, motherfuckers?
If you guys got... And maybe it wasn't an actual pubic hair. I mean, all hair that isn't on the top of your head is considered pubic hair, I guess, technically speaking.
Well, I feel like that's... I mean, I feel like it's got to be in the pubic area.
I guess.
But where's the line that separates pube
from arm hair?
I mean, I'm sure in a lot of people, it's really a distinct line. But my whole body, I mean, I'm like ape-like. So like,
it's all, true. All you my take hair... your shirt off and I'm like, hey, nice sweater. Is it coming to V-neck?
Yeah, it does, in fact. But there's no separation. Like, from my ankles to my neck, there's no... like clear separation.
It's like a fucking wolf, man, you guys. Seriously. Like all the hair. I'm not that much better. My back is patchy, but my shoulders are hairy.
I mean, I don't have a lot of information for these people. I mean, some people are really into it.
Yeah.
Actually, we're giving people boners and engorged clits right now.
Lady boners.
Yes. Lady boners. Boners and lady boners.
Yeah, so I filed a complaint with Culver's, and I'm awaiting a response. I don't even care.
I should have filed a formal complaint to GameStop. Why didn't I think of that? I'm not as much of a curmudgeon as you, apparently.
Like, I honestly, I don't even care if I get the money back. I just want them to, like, email me back saying they're looking into it, and they're going to be working with the store location on hygiene practices.
You're just going to get...
I'm just going to get a pube in the mail. They're going to send me a picture of a pube.
Not just
in
a
my
pube.
Email.
You're just going to get an unmarked envelope. You're going to open it up, and it's going to be full of pubes.
Full bush.
It'll be like, you know, like there's that service where you can send like
glitter,
like
a glitter to your enemies.
Like, basically, a glitter bomb to people. Like, it's going to be like that.
Oh my God, we should start that company. Send pubes to your enemies.
Yeah.
It'd just be beard trimmings.
Yeah.
That would actually be a really good idea. Send
that would
beard
work.
Trimmings to your.
Because I could save them.
Or sand. You get sand somewhere, and it gets everywhere.
Yeah, but I feel like glitter's worse. Glitter's the worst thing you can send. Because that shit, like,
shines.
Especially if it, like...
glitter explosion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's me being... I was a curmudgeon this week.
That's all right.
It's Friday night, and I feel all right.
Yeah.
Sorry, I totally bogarted the last, like, little bit here.
No, that's cool. I mean, like, you're a curmudgeon. I'm probably worse, though. Like, all I do is bitch and complain about the world.
It's true. Really,
it's not that bad. At least, like...
Dude, we have a podcast.
Like, we're podcasting. We have
life's
clothes.
Good.
We're, like, living in...
LG Electronics. Life's good.
Domiciles.
Sponsor!
Yeah.
Please sponsor us.
Like, if anyone's listening, I'd like them to just send...
Brent's got a real nice LG TV.
Samsung.
Shut up!
I got a really nice LG monitor, though.
That's true. You've had that for years.
I've had it for a long time. Like, LG is a great company. I mean, it's standard definition. I mean, like, standard size instead of
flat-tron.
Widescreen.
Brent's old school LG. Anyway.
Yeah. I had a few more Amiibo problems today.
Oh, man. Really?
Well, I mean...
Did you go to GameStop again?
No, I didn't go to GameStop.
Did you go to GameStop.com?
No.
Did you go to Amazon.com?
I went to an actual brick and mortar Toys R Us.
Wow, I forgot those actually exist. Oh, there's some in the cities, aren't there?
Yeah, and I stopped there because I had seen on Reddit that several Toys R Us, like lots of them, like across like nationwide, were stocking the Wave 3 Amiibos.
Okay.
Like specifically like Bowser, Toon Link, Sheik, and I think even Lucario, which was a store exclusive there. I think those are the only ones. I think that's like Wave, that's part A of Wave 3.
Okay.
Lucario, I think is a Pokemon.
Oh, okay. I was like, Lucario.
Lucario, Pokemon. So,
Lucario, I choose you.
I had actually seen that the Maple Grove Toys R Us had them out yesterday.
Okay.
I wasn't going to that one, but I went to the Burnsville Toys R Us.
Okay.
And they didn't have them out. And so I thought, oh, I'll just ask the guy. I go, is that all the Amiibos you guys have out? And he goes, yeah, that's all we have out until the first. And until then, I hadn't really heard officially that, like, the like release.
Part B, Wave 3.
Well, I think it's, like, Part A for Wave 3. Like, their, like, official release date was the first. I hadn't heard that as, like, a day when you can start selling them. And I go, oh, well, I mean, I heard that Maple Grove was already selling them. And then he got real aggressive with me.
Really?
And was like, I was like, well, if they're doing that, I mean, they're probably going to get in big trouble from Nintendo and they're probably going to lose their jobs. Like, I mean, I wasn't even really trying to convince him that he...
Was this guy a neckbeard fedora from GameStop that just happened to be in Toys R Us?
I think he may have. I think, because there's...
M'lady?
Because I think there's a GameStop near there, and so I'm sure he probably works at both
places. I'm sorry, that was probably really offensive to call him a neckbeard and a fedora.
I mean,
my apologies.
I'm going to say it right now that...
I've been hanging out...
You've been hanging out with me too much?
No, because I've been working at the service desk at the school.
Okay.
And all the dudes that work there with me are younger. Like, they're in their
20s. About to say that they're all neckbeard.
No, but they all use the phrase neckbeard and fedora when we're... In regards to
GameStop employees,
people you would expect to work at GameStop.
Yeah.
And no offense to people who work at GameStop.
I mean,
for the most part, because I've worked with people who have worked at GameStop previously, and they're nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean, I like to talk bad about GameStop all the time, but there's been like several experiences where I've been to GameStop, and the people that have worked there have been really nice.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of assholes that work there, so right. I'm not gonna apologize.
Yeah.
But this dude at Toys R Us. Was like, it's like he thought that I was really just like reaming into him, trying to get him to like sell me those Wave 3 Amiibos.
Give me those Amiibos.
Yeah, but all I really was saying was like, well, like I'm uninformed about this information. Please explain to me why Maple Grove has it and you right. don't. But like,
I'm just letting you know, sir, that I read on the Webernets.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't say it and be like, well, asshole.
Right.
Like, they're selling them off of Maple Grove. Why aren't you? Like, I was just...
So you're telling me that on Sunday the 1st we need to make a trip to the Twin Cities so you can get an Amiibo?
No. I already have the ones from Wave 3
pre-ordered.
Gotcha. I just was going to... If they had them in stock, I was just going to grab them and cancel my pre-orders.
Oh, gotcha.
It's like, why wait? But...
Snickers?
I'm actually going Sunday the 1st to Target to try to get the Rosalina and Luma.
Oh my God, excuse me. I'm so sorry.
Which is an exclusive
This is why
Target.
We need pop filters. Because I'm drinking pop.
I don't know if a pop filter is going to stop a whole belch.
Dude, we're five. This is the fifth episode, and I'm already burping on mic.
Is this the fifth episode?
This is five.
Oh, yeah. This is five.
Yeah.
I mean, are we going to... Is this going to be its own episode? I mean, I think we should just...
You want to merge this with four?
Well, no. I feel like we've been recording for like a long time now on this one. So I think we could keep
this... It's 10:30. When we started around 10, we've only been going for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, so I feel like this one could still be a full
standalone.
Episode.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just let them. I mean, they don't always have to be an hour. I mean, they could be anywhere between an hour to half an hour.
Yeah.
Because, like, episode 3 was, like, 30 minutes.
30 minutes, yeah.
And that's just because we actually did some editing.
We did a lot of editing on that one. I edited it for, like, 3 hours, and then I sent it to Brent, and he edited it again. Edited.
And I cut, like, nearly... Like, over half of the full length of it.
Oh, my God.
Gone.
That's because we both rambled a lot, and I think I rambled even more.
Yeah. I think we're, I mean, it really shows that we have very little to talk about when we start talking about podcasts that we only released like a few weeks ago.
Yeah. But hey, hopefully the audio quality on this one's better because we're actually using microphones and not the built-in mic on my MacBook.
So yeah, those are my I'd also talked to Jesse today.
Yeah.
And he had said that...
Let's get him on here.
He's had, yeah, he's had issues with, like, one individual at that toy. That's a Toys R Us that he'll stop at sometimes.
Yeah, because he works in the cities.
Because he works up there. And he's had problems with someone there. So it's probably the same guy. So.
Cool. So I was futzing around on Facebook, I don't know, yesterday or Tuesday or something. It might have been yesterday. And one of my friends on Facebook had commented on a picture that ended up somehow, because he commented on it, ended up in my timeline. And I couldn't help myself. I had to screen cap it. It, the original comment or like caption on it that the original poster put was, "Sometimes I ask myself why I even access the internet." And it's actually a tweet that they screen cap, that they screen grabbed and then posted. And it's a young woman who posted, "Damn, the NFL been around longer than our government. We've had 48 Super Bowls and 44 presidents. I didn't know that." My response to that was, "Are president years like dog years? Like, for every 4 years the president experiences, we only experience one?" Like,
yes.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, It is something like, I mean, there's like a ratio of like 4.2 to 1. It's a real complex.
It's not as easy as dogs, where it's like for every year we experience, dogs age 7.
Yeah, and even that's kind of like roughly, like I'd say, like, you know, presidents, it's like 4 to 1. You know, it's a 4 to 1 thing. So you know, I actually didn't know that we've had more Super Bowls than presidents. You know, and it's been around longer apparently. Like I wish our government was more than 44 years old.
Right. I mean, we've got a lot to learn.
I mean, I think in another 44 years, like, I think we'll have this government thing figured out.
So after 88 presidents?
Yes.
And what would...
And how many Super Bowls would that be? About, like, 307? I think that's about how many Super Bowls it takes to get up to 40 for 88 presidents.
Yeah, something... Yeah.
Yeah, that's... So for some...
Cracked my shit up.
For some reason today, I was thinking about when we used to jump our bikes.
Oh, my God.
The one time on my green Huffy mountain bike.
Okay.
With the gray tires. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
And we were jumping bikes, mm-hmm. and the plastic pedal broke. And, like, I was... And then, like, the metal...
Yeah, your foot hit the ground. You thought your foot.
Well, no, my foot hit, like, stayed because the metal part of the...
Oh, yeah, the piece that it spins on.
Yeah, the piece that the pedal spins on went through the bottom of my shoe. I had those Airwalks, and it went through
the bottom.
Did
your dad shoe goo those and wear those to this day?
I'm sure he might have. He's not wearing those. He's wearing the other Airwalks that were mine from the same time period.
Brent wears, like, a size 13 shoe, and his dad wears a size 10.
And so he's, I mean...
Wear a couple of pair of socks.
He's still... Like,
no offense to Steve, because Steve's a great guy, but he's super thrifty when it comes to shoes. Like, if they're not dead, he's wearing them.
Yeah, he's still wearing shoes. I think he's wearing 20-year-old shoes.
That's amazing.
He's wearing shoes that I had when we met.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's insane. He probably has shoes that are older than that are actually just his shoes.
Probably.
But
is he a cobbler? Does he fix shoes?
No. He did. I mean, he always tells a story about when he was, like, young, growing up on the farm, and they didn't have a lot of money, and when his shoes would wear out on the bottom, just taking a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, I remember him saying that.
And, like, cutting it.
And then putting it in.
Putting it in. He's like, oh, you know, it'd be good for another couple weeks, and then you just do it again. And then I'm just like, God damn it, Steve, why are you breaking my heart? Like, that's...
And then we complain because we've like got, like, adorable a hole in our jeans.
I mean, it's sad back then, but, like, it's like, that's fucking adorable.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have any stories from my youth of, like, oh, yeah, when I was little, like, this happened, so I just did this adorable thing. I was like, no, when I was young, like, me and the neighbor's grandson picked all of my mom's green tomatoes and threw them at the neighbor's house. Isn't that adorable? And then, and then my mom made me go over there
and apologize.
In my bathrobe and slippers. And now it wasn't even like I was pretty young, and I don't know why I was already just wearing my bathrobe and slippers. I think I just liked it. I think I just liked to wear a bathrobe and slippers. I mean, I'd like to wear a bathrobe and slippers right now.
Big Lebowski style.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Hey, man, like it was, that rug really tied the room together.
Like, I had, like, a baby. It was, I'm not even going into details.
The dude abides.
But bike jumps, man.
Yeah. Remember the time we were at Walter's and I was riding my green Roadmaster?
Your Roadmaster.
Chameleon mountain bike?
Yeah. Was that when, like, the...
The back fork broke.
Yeah.
As I came down on it and I got fucking nutted.
Yeah.
I got nutted by the crossbar.
Yeah.
Man, I broke more bikes.
You broke more bikes. You broke a lot of hearts and you broke a lot of bikes. That's pretty much like if I had to sum up in the fewest words I possibly could for Reed's...
My mantra?
Reed's life from age like 9 to 18, it was breaking a lot of hearts and breaking a lot of bikes. Or maybe I'll just say breaking hearts and breaking bikes. Breaking heart bikes. I think I would say breaking heart bikes. Heartbreaking bikes. I think that might be an awesome bike company.
Maybe. Broken heart bikes.
Broken heart note bikes. Maybe your tattoo is actually a broken heart and a broken bike.
My tattoo is actually a broken heart shaped pedal, and it's broken.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It's not a soup ladle.
It's not a soup ladle.
Like
it's,
many
it's,
people thought it was.
It's not a music note with a broken heart.
I should get a tattoo of a spatula on my arm.
Spatula? It is a bicycle crank with the pedal is broken.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And it's missing the bike.
And it's missing... We figured it out.
Yeah.
Breaking hearts and breaking bikes. Reed.
The Reed Gross Great Story.
Yeah.
Is that a hot dog cutting wiener dog contraption behind you?
Yes. Like, I cleaned the office, and there was... I went through a box that was Christmas presents from 2013 that I hadn't dealt with yet.
Is that the one that used to be attached to the hood of the Bonneville?
Yeah, that's the rat.
Would drive down the interstate going 75.
And it would just look right at you. And just be like, yeah, I see you. I mean, there's no way I could get rid of that rat.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I cleaned out the office. Part of it was cleaning out a thing of Christmas presents from 2013. Some of it was cleaning out the entire closet and reorganizing that. And one of the things that I got was a Christmas present.
From one of your sister-in-laws?
From a sister-in-law. And it's a...
I'm sorry, one of your sisters-in-law.
Yeah.
Use the correct grammar.
And it's like a hot dog cutter.
You've all seen them at Walmart.
Where you put a hot dog on it, and then there's a wiener dog that smashes down onto it and cuts the hot dog into tiny little pieces.
Like little rounded cubes,
and then
right?
There's a dog bowl that you can fill with ketchup.
Yeah, and then you take the wiener dog off and the little...
Well, no, I think you're supposed to leave the wiener dog on.
Okay.
And then you just
eat the pieces out of the wiener dog.
So it's like you're eating...
The wiener dog's back.
You're eating it. You're eating a wiener dog when you eat... There was one other thing.
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
He's right there.
I know, that's why I said it.
Behind me on my shelf of weirdness.
Is Ned Stark not decapitated?
Right. I'm right on top of this thing. We go through all kinds of weird things that are up there.
Right.
Right.
You got your turd bird.
Turd bird. It's a Wyoming turd bird made of actual Wyoming turds.
horse bucky.
So I mean that's a one of a kind item. Quickly going back to something on LiveJournal. Like for a while,
wish I still had access to my MySpace.
It doesn't matter. It's all gone. I logged into my MySpace.
No, I know. I just wish I still had that because I had lyrics and song stuff that I wrote and I had posted there and I was like, I'm never going to get rid of MySpace. It's the greatest thing on the planet.
Yeah.
And now those song lyrics are lost forever. And I'm sad about it.
Blame Justin Timberlake.
Fucking. I can't blame him. He's too goddamn good looking and talented.
I know. You just look into those eyes and you melt. But I still have the nickname, I guess, in certain circles.
Forbes?
But Booba.
Oh, yeah. Booba Dooba.
Yeah. And.
We should get Mullen on here to do the Booba song.
It was
Nikki.
No, just because Mullen wouldn't mind. I could just get the audio off the videotape, but I won't do it because the whole Booba rap mortifies Nikki.
Really?
Yeah, I have the audio, I think, on my
your computer.
I think that should be our new theme song. I think that should be our theme song this week. But it more like I used to have
Nikki.
I used to have it on either a CD that I'd play in my car or on a iPod.
Yeah.
And if Nikki was ever in the car, I'd just start playing it and it just mortified her. She hated it.
Yeah, that's hysterical.
But on my LiveJournal, I got into like signing all my posts.
Yeah.
Instead of just posting something, I had to sign it.
Yeah.
And it was a fake name. I was using The Almighty for a while.
Yeah.
Or I'd always put Spice Out and I'd spell it, whatever. And then I'd
Seacrest Out.
Yeah.
Seacrest Out.
And I'd use I'd use ASCII characters to create a rose and shit like that.
And penises.
And penises and butts. Lots of dicks and stuff. But I think this might have been the longest. This is as long as it got. And my name was Rabbi the Almighty Booba Fruba Dooba, featuring Bill Shuba, the scuba from Aruba on tuba, sponsored by Zubas, straight out of Cuba, Harold Hecuba. How do you dooba, Scooby Dooby Dooba?
Did I hear you rehearsing that earlier?
I don't think so. Maybe. I don't think so.
I heard you read it to yourself earlier.
I might have.
That's really funny, though. You know what else we should do? We should find this Instagram LiveJournal and read entries from that.
Okay, I just felt like an idiot because I thought, okay.
It's a screenshot of your LiveJournal that you tried to get.
It's a picture that I took, and it's not even a screenshot. It's not like I was searching it on here. I took a picture of my screen at work. At the end of the day, and I was like, oh, I'll just hit the link here to go to my friends, but this is a picture of my LiveJournal page. So, I mean, that's not as bad as the time when I was looking at an actual physical paper, map.
Yeah.
and I tried to zoom in by pinching.
You tried to pinch and zoom in and look at it.
Yeah. Like, I did it, and then I had to, sit down and think,
long and hard about what you're doing with your life.
I was like, this has all gone way too far. I'm like, this, it all needs to stop right now.
Oh, shit.
I felt like a super idiot.
I farted and it stinks.
So you still on 3G over there, Reed?
I'm on your Wi-Fi, but yes, I'm on 3G. I did, however, make a payment on my phone bill, and tomorrow I am going to call and get a warranty exchange done.
I mean, that's great. So you're just going to end up
getting another Android phone and being disappointed? Yes. Nicole, actually, my wife Nicole said earlier, don't stay out all night. And I've been out literally all night. Well, I've been in Brent's house. But
I mean, technically you haven't been out. You've been in.
I mean, we went to Cub.
Yeah,
we went to Walgreens.
So we were out for part of the night.
Yeah, and then we came back in.
And then we came back in. So now we're in for the rest of the night. So you're not really, I mean, technically, you're not breaking any rules.
How do you want to end it?
Oh, we should. I mean, here, should I? Should we just record I mean, I think we should like a little intro. I don't think we need to get real cheesy. I feel like the last time we,
the first time we did it, it was
The first time we actually did an intro.
Two.
It was three that we actually did an intro on. It was a little cheesy. I mean, yeah. It was like, "Hey, you guys, we're fucking dudes." But now we could do something like, "Welcome to Skaboing, everybody. I'm Brent,
and I'm Reed.
Sitting here with Reed." Like, you know, you could just,
yeah.
And you could be like, "Hey, everybody, I'm Reed." And I'd be like, "Today we're gonna fucking sit here and talk about some shit. So everyone, fucking mount up." I mean, I think that could be every week. We could use that every week.
Mount up.
Yeah. No. Well, no. Like, it could be.
That's real loud.
So no. Like, I think we could do like, be like, "Hey," like you could just do like, "Hey, welcome to Skaboing. I'm Reed. I'm sitting here with Brent." I'll be like, "That's me.
Let's mount up."
And you could be like, "Today we're just going to sit around and talk about some shit. So you fuckers can just mount up." And that could be every week. We can just put that on the beginning of every single
podcast. I don't know how I feel about mount up. I think it's kind of silly. And it's not us.
Just pull up a fucking square of carpet, ninjas. I don't know.
Ninjas.
Yeah, you know. So you don't want to say.
I really don't want to say mount up.
Well, we don't have to say mount up.
We could just say, "Let's go." Or, "Let's do this."
Don't be hasty. Go get the groceries. 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 Get the groceries.